the state board, and I believe even the state superintendent, you know, there was a deep discussion last year about whether even to do a full audit of the district, because I don't think they believe that they had, you know, the whole capacity and the resources in order to do a justified audit. I believe it was a split vote, with obviously the majority ending up deciding to do the full investigative audit. But I think what that says to me, and then, you know, the law, of course, changed to this transformation school district law during this last legislative session. So those kind of things in combination don't give me a lot of confidence that it would be all that different. Because if we're talking about an under-resourced state department of education that's supposed to help guide this process, I'm not sure how what they're going to be able to do is going to be that different than what we're doing right now. And so while it's helpful to know that it's going to be a much more academic focus, and frankly, it should have always been an academic focus in terms of state takeover, but that's not been the case. And so now that it's finally at that point, while yes, that's a good thing that it's more focused on the academics, it's just unclear how they're going to actually achieve that, because I think even the State Department is under-resourced. Again, are they going to show up with the 300 or so educators that we need?